This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get more into that. Let's talk to Joe Varden from Cleveland.com, friend of the show, and, of course, a Plain Dealer. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi, Joe. So Jeff brought this up, and we've talked about this a little bit. Are we seeing now what Ty was talking about the agenda? And are you starting to get all the answers about that from a few weeks back when he said, you know, these guys got to get away from their own agenda?
Yeah, I mean, this team, well, that team, because this is, now they're totally different. That team was really messed up. You know, and I think it was kind of messed up almost from the beginning. It goes all the way back to training camp, the way this club came together. And yes, there was a period of time where everybody was playing well, but you got to remember there were so many people hurt. And when you add all the pieces together, you started seeing some of those agendas, if you will. Agenda can be such a loaded word. It can mean so many different things. I'm not saying or suggesting that everyone's quote-unquote agenda was nefarious. It's just, you know, the personalities clashed. There were too few roles for the amount of veterans that you had here. And then, you know, things just weren't going well on the court, and that just kind of exacerbates everything.
Joe, I think one of the most interesting aspects of this is that when Kyrie was here, clearly Kyrie was an up-and-coming NBA superstar and reached that status here, but you're never going to be the man when you're playing on LeBron's team. And that might have caused a little friction there because he wanted to be the man. Isaiah Thomas clearly wanted to be the man because he told everybody that. And that's okay as long as you mesh, you know, with the guy who's already here, and that didn't seem to be working. On this team, the way it's built right now, there's no question who's at the top of the heap, and there's nobody who's nipping at his heels wanting that. And I'm anxious to see how the whole team responds in that situation because it's different than anything LeBron's had since he's been back here.
Well, So first of all, Jeff, I totally agree. You have completely explained this situation the way that it is. For the first time since LeBron's been back, and really for the first time since the spring of 2010, LeBron is the only, you know, real star in the team. Now, yes, they have Kevin Love. Yes, he is a top, you know, name the number. He's in there. But Kevin's hurt, and Kevin has shown to be able to play with little trouble a supporting role for LeBron. So this is LeBron's team. It always was, but the Cavs are doing something different than they ever have since they've had him, which is one real star surrounding him with role players instead of that big three and really, you know, having Kyrie as the other killer, if you will. And, you know, the only time they won an NBA championship was with LeBron and Kyrie doing it that way. And, you know, the beasts that they've got over there in the West with the Warriors and the Rockets, I don't know if you can get away with what the Cavs have now, but it will be. We should see more team ball, and we should see LeBron be able to flourish, I think, even a little more because he can score when he wants to and he can create for others when he wants to instead of feeling like he has to.
Joe, does this change help LeBron stay, or is it just kind of, do you believe he's gone?
No. I've never believed that he was gone. You know, if he ends up leaving, you know, I'll get it on Twitter for, you know, last summer tweeting that it is more likely than not that he stays. LeBron is looking for a reason to stay, I think, and always has been. And I think that he thinks that in a lot of ways for personal and, you know, professional reasons, it would be easier for him to do that. But if the basketball situation was untenable, then that was real. And we were kind of heading that way. So, you know, is LeBron definitely staying? No. Is he definitely leaving? Absolutely not, nor was he ever. But, yes, these improvements, this commitment to new money from Dan has to help, because these are things that LeBron was looking for and he didn't have, and now he has them.
Do you think that I heard more about the letter over last week than I have, you know, probably in the last 3 years. Do you think that's just a convenient truth for some national media to bring that up when there's issues going on with the Cavaliers and people may not think that, you know, the relationship? To me, it just needs to be a working relationship between Dan and LeBron. It doesn't have to be best friends.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, it is convenient insofar as it suggests that there ever was a real relationship between LeBron and Dan. And there wasn't, okay? They decided to work together in 2014, but that was it, okay? There wasn't, like, a real bearing of the hatchet. There wasn't, like, let's agree to forgive and forget. That wasn't how this went. It was, I'd like to come home, but you said some stuff I didn't like. I'm sorry for that. I'd like to have you. You know, I wasn't crazy about the decision. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. You know, let's work together. That's kind of the idea here. And anything beyond that is just not correct. And so when we're talking about the letter now, you know, if you're suggesting that, you know, LeBron and Dan had a good relationship and it soured again, that is just not what happened.
Joe Vartan joining us, covers the Cavs for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Joe, the perception of Kobe Altman from before the trade deadline to now seems night and day, you know, complete 180. Your thoughts on the way that things have changed, at least as far as Kobe's perceived, certainly in town, maybe around the league?
Well, you know, Kobe was having a rough year, and some of it was his fault, and some of it certainly wasn't. And in one fell swoop, I feel like he took control of this roster, and this is something that I'm thinking about for the All-Star break, is taking a deeper look at this. But Kobe didn't put the roster together on his own, and I think it was a little bit atypical of the usual, you know, GM, coach, star player relationship in terms of how you get talent here. I think that, you know, whereas maybe Griff would have worked together with certain guys already in the organization to bring a free agent here to do this or to do that, this one was a little bit different. And those guys are all gone. Isaiah's gone. Derrick Rose is gone. Dwayne Wade is gone. And Kobe brought in guys that he targeted, that he scouted, or his people, you know, they scouted, they found, and this is Kobe's roster now. And so he has certainly emerged. He's a player now. This is his team. He's the GM. And he certainly looked at differently than he had been at any point this year.
Joe, I like the makeup of the team. It's certainly younger, and it's certainly longer, and it's much more athletic. And as I mentioned early in the show, those things don't go away on a night-to-night basis. Energy and hustle might. I mean, you've got to keep that up. But you're always going to be long, and you're always going to be athletic. And that changes this team completely.
Yeah, it really does, Jeff. It really does. I don't know that Jordan Clarkson is going to shoot 6 of 7
sure.
from the field every night. But you're right. They have infused themselves with length and athleticism that just wasn't here. And wasn't coming out of the guys that were here before. So yes, they have fundamentally changed this team. You know, I think the hope is that the guys continue to play at a reasonably high level. I mean, you know, I think we all want to celebrate what we saw yesterday, but we do have to keep in mind it was just one game. The Celtics are in a rut right now. They're challenged offensively anyway. But for the first time since Ty Lue has been a head coach, he's got a point guard who meets the challenge defensively, who can get over pick and rolls. And he's really got two of them. George Hill did that yesterday, and then Clarkson did it as well. And that changes things right away. That stops teams from, you know, getting into the lane before there's any resistance. And I think you're going to see a big difference there. And if they play better defense, then they can use that speed to get out and run. And that's what we saw yesterday.
Joe Vartan, Plain Dealer at Cleveland.com, joining us here on Baskin and Phelps. What was the vibe yesterday in the locker room afterwards, and even before?
Oh, man. you know, before it was a little subdued, you know, especially from LeBron and Ty. I thought they were sensitive to being somewhat responsible for how bad things had gotten. You know, just because they were here, they were the leaders, and on their watch, you know, this three-time conference champion nearly crumbled. And so they were very kind of, like I said, subdued, respectful of the players who had left and not putting any added expectation on the new guys that were here. But geez, you know, by halftime, I think everybody was breathing lighter and slapping high fives. And for the first time yesterday in a long time, LeBron was talking about contending. And since we've kind of come to this point in the conversation, guys, I wanted to bring this up. The most important thing said yesterday was by LeBron when he said, these new guys are happy to be here and they're happy for the opportunity. And it is my job to make sure that they stay happy, that they stay excited. And that just floored me because I feel like that in some way is an, I don't know if admission is the right word, but acknowledgement about how bad things have gotten and how everyone was complicit and how LeBron is responsible for making sure that this thing stays on the rails.
Joe, just before we let you go, it was on during the game yesterday, and you have a story about it today, about Nick Gilbert and needing brain surgery this week. He's going to have another brain surgery. He's got neurofibromatosis, and you know, we've known about it for a long time. I'm just curious if you have any more information on that or what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, this is it got very serious last week. Dan, you know, in the middle of everybody saying that Kobe is a puppet and Dan is the one running the team. Well, you know, Dan was in the hospital with his son last week while all the trade deadline stuff was going on. Surgery is this week. It's in the Detroit area. You know, obviously there's a great level of concern and everybody hopes certainly that Nick comes out okay.
All right, good. Joe, thank you. Do you have one more or no?
Joe, thank you, bud. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.